Beginning of the End, Chapter 67. Ancient and Modern Spiritualism. The scripture account of Saul's visit to the woman of Endor puzzles many students of the Bible. Some say that Samuel was actually present, but the Bible gives evidence for the opposite conclusion. If Samuel was in heaven, he must have been called from there either by God or by Satan. No one can believe for a moment that Satan had power to call the prophet from heaven to honor the magic spells of a lawless woman. Nor can we conclude that God summoned him to the witch's cave, for the Lord had already refused to communicate with Saul by dreams, by Urim, or by prophets. The message itself shows where it came from. Its purpose was not to lead Saul to repent, but to urge him on to ruin. This is not the work of God, but of Satan. In addition, Scripture cites the act of Saul in consulting a sorceress as one reason why he was rejected by God. Saul died for his unfaithfulness, which he had committed against the Lord, because he did not keep the word of the Lord, and also because he consulted a medium for guidance. But he did not inquire of the Lord, therefore he killed him, and turned the kingdom over to David, the son of Jesse. 1 Chronicles chapter 10, verses 13 and 14. Saul did not communicate with Samuel, God's prophet, but with Satan. Satan could not present the real Samuel, but a counterfeit that served his purpose of trickery. In ancient times, sorcery and witchcraft were founded upon a belief that one could talk with the dead. Those who practiced these arts claimed to obtain a knowledge of future events through departed spirits. When they say to you, "Seek those who are mediums and wizards, who whisper and mutter," should not a people seek their God? Should they seek the dead on behalf of the living? Isaiah chapter 8, verse 19. The gods of the heathen were believed to be the spirits of departed heroes who had risen to the level of gods, so the religion of the heathen was a worship of the dead. Speaking of the apostasy of the Israelites, the psalmist says, "They joined themselves also to Baal of Peor, and ate sacrifices made to the dead." Psalm 106, verse 28, that is, offered to the dead. In nearly every system of heathenism, the dead were believed to reveal their will to human beings, and also, when consulted, to give them counsel. Even in so-called Christian lands, the practice of talking with beings claiming to be the spirits of the dead has become widespread. Spirit beings sometimes appear in the form of deceased friends and tell personal experiences from their lives and do things that they did while alive. In this way, they lead people to believe that their dead friends are angels. For many people, what they hear from this supposed dead loved one has greater weight than the Word of God. Many regard spiritualism as a hoax and its phenomena as fake. But while it is true that the results of trickery have often been passed off as genuine, there have also been striking evidences of supernatural power, and many who reject spiritualism as human deceit will be led to admit its claims when they are confronted with manifestations that they cannot explain. Modern spiritualism and ancient witchcraft, both claiming communion with the dead as their most important principle, are based on that first lie by which Satan deceived Eve in Eden. "You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, you will be like God." Genesis chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. Based on falsehood, both modern spiritualism and ancient witchcraft are from the father of lies. God said, "The dead know nothing. Nevermore will they have a share in anything done under the sun." Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 5 and 6. "His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth, in that very day his thoughts perish." Psalm 146, verse 4, King James Version. The Lord declared to Israel, "The person who turns to mediums and familiar spirits to prostitute himself with them, I will set my face against that person and cut him off from his people." Leviticus chapter 20, verse 6. The familiar spirits were not the spirits of the dead, but evil angels, the messengers of Satan. The psalmist, speaking of Israel, says that they even sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons, and in the next verse he explains that they sacrificed them to the idols of Canaan. Psalm 106, verses 37 and 38. In their supposed worship of the dead, they were actually worshiping demons. Identity of Spiritualism Revealed. Modern spiritualism is a revival of the witchcraft and demon worship that God condemned long ago. The scriptures predicted this, declaring that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1. In the last days there will be false teachers. 2 Peter chapter 2 verses 1 and 2. Spiritualist teachers refuse to acknowledge Christ as the Son of God. Concerning such teachers, the beloved John declares, "Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either." 1 John chapter 2, verses 22 and 23. Spiritualism, by denying Christ, denies both the Father and the Son, and the Bible calls it the sign of the Antichrist. Spiritualism's lure to attract multitudes of people is its pretended power to reveal the future. In His Word, God has opened before us the great events of the future, all that is essential for us to know. But Satan wants to destroy our confidence in God, lead us to seek a knowledge of what God has wisely veiled from us, and to reject what He has revealed in His holy Word. Many become restless when they cannot know how things will turn out. They cannot stand uncertainty and refuse to wait to see the salvation of God. They give in to rebellious feelings and run here and there in desperate grief, trying to get information that God has not revealed. If they would only trust in God and persist in prayer, they would receive divine comfort. This impatience to unveil the future reveals a lack of faith in God, and Satan inspires confidence in his power to tell in advance the things to come. By experience gained through long ages, he can often forecast with a degree of accuracy some future events to deceive misguided souls and bring them under his power. God himself is the light of his people. He invites them to fix their eyes by faith on the glories that are hidden from human sight. They have light from the throne of heaven and have no desire to turn to the messengers of Satan. The demon's message to Saul was not meant to reform him, but to push him to despair and ruin. More often, however, the tempter uses flattery to lure people to destruction. Truth is hardly respected, and impurity permitted. Spiritualism declares that there is no death, no sin, no judgment, no punishment. Desire is the highest law, and human beings are accountable only to themselves. Such thinking breaks down the barriers that God has set up to guard truth, purity, and reverence, and in this way many people are strengthened in sin. God is leading his people out from the evils of the world, that they may keep his law. Because of this, the anger of the accuser of our brethren knows no limits. The devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. Revelation chapter 12, verses 10 and 12. Satan is determined to destroy the people of God and cut them off from their inheritance. The warning to watch and pray lest you enter into temptation, Mark chapter 14, verse 38, was never more needed than now.